Did you know that in every book, Jesus is found? In Genesis, Jesus Christ is the seed of the woman. In Exodus, he is the Passover lamb. In Leviticus, he is our high priest. In Numbers, he is the pillar of cloud by day and fire by night. In Deuteronomy, he is the prophet like unto Moses. In Joshua, he is the captain of our salvation. In Judges, he is our judge and our lawgiver. In Ruth, he is our kinsman and redeemer. In 1 and 2 Samuel, he is our trusted prophet. In Kings and Chronicles, he is our reigning king. In Ezra, he is the rebuilder of the broken down walls of human life. In Esther, he is our Mordecai. In Job, he is our ever-living redeemer. In Psalms, he is our shepherd. In Proverbs and Ecclesiastes, he is our wisdom. In the Song of Solomon, he is our loving bridegroom. In Isaiah, he is the Prince of Peace. In Jeremiah, he is our righteous branch. In Lamentations, he is our weeping prophet. In Ezekiel, he is the wonderful four-faced man. In Daniel, he is the fourth man in life's fiery furnace. In Hosea, he is the faithful husband forever married to the backslider. In Joel, he is the baptizer with the Holy Ghost and fire. In Amos, he is our burden bearer. In Obadiah, he is mighty to save. In Jonah, he is our great foreign missionary. In Micah, he is the messenger with beautiful feet. In Nahum, he is the avenger of God's elect. In Habakkuk, he is God's evangelist with the cry, "Revive thy works in the midst of the years." In Zephaniah, he is our Savior. In Haggai, he is the restorer of God's lost heritage. In Zechariah, he found and opened up the house of David for sin and uncleanliness. In Malachi, he is the Son of Righteousness rising with healing in his wings. In Matthew, he is the King of the Jews. In Mark, he is the servant. In Luke, he is the Son of Man. In John, he is the light of men. In Acts, he is the Savior of the world. In Romans, he is the righteousness of God. In 1 Corinthians, he is the rock. In 2 Corinthians, he is the triumphant one giving victory. In Galatians, he is your liberty and he sets you free. In Ephesians, he is the head of the church. In Philippians, he is your joy. In Colossians, he is your completeness. In 1 and 2 Thessalonians, he is your hope. In 1 Timothy, he is your faith. In 2 Timothy, he is your stability. In Philemon, he is your benefactor. In Titus, he is truth. In Hebrews, he is your perfection. In James, he is the power behind your faith. In 1 Peter, he is your example. Daniel Webster rightly stated, "Hold on, my dear friends, to the Constitution and to the Republic for which it stands. Miracles do not cluster, and what has happened once in 6,000 years may not happen again. Hold on to the Constitution, for if the American Constitution should fail, there will be anarchy throughout the whole world." He also said, "I apprehend no danger to our country from a foreign foe. Our destruction, should it come at all, will be from another quarter, from the inattention of the people to the concerns of their government, from their carelessness and negligence. I must confess that I do apprehend some danger. I fear that they may place too implicit a confidence in their public servants and fail to properly scrutinize their conduct, that in this way they may be made the dupes of designing men and become the instruments of their own undoing. Make them intelligent and they will be vigilant. Give them the means of detecting the wrong and they will apply the remedy."
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, we're going to be talking about, will the real Israel please stand up? And I got to tell you something, folks. It doesn't get any more easier to understand what is being said here from this microphone than I can make it. And I mean that with an all sincerity, with everything that I have, the pith and marrow of my heart. There is a perceptual understanding of that which is carnal, and there's a spiritual understanding of, again, that which is spiritual. When I go over to 1 John, you need to make distinction, folks, because I talk to people all day long. And by the way, in parallel, there's a lot of people that call themselves Jews, but they're not the Jews of God. Revelation 3:9. And there's a lot of Christians that aren't Christians, right? There's a lot of Muslims that aren't Muslims. Do you understand? Just because they say they're one doesn't make them one. But I do want to say this. There is two languages. There's a lot of people out there that think that they're born of the Spirit of God that have not been regenerated. They've not been justified. So therefore, they don't have the Holy Ghost, Acts 5:32, because it's given to those that obey. And they obey because they've been justified. They don't obey to be justified. I want to make clear that you understand that. But there's too many people out there that have eyes and they see not. And yet they're trying to lead other people. In what direction are they leading those people? Matthew 15:14. They're leading them directly into the ditch. The blind leading the blind. You know, it reminds me of this in parallel to the point that I'm making. Hey, honey, where are my glasses? And I look around the house for an hour and a half. And all of a sudden she comes up to me and she says, "Well, they're hanging on the end of your nose, dear." Oh, my goodness, it was right in front of me. That's exactly what I get to deal with people. But again, if they're not born of the Spirit, they're not going to see it. Jeremiah 5:21. They have eyes, but they see not. They have ears, but they hear not. And some will say, "Well, Bradley, why? Because they don't see it your way?" Nope, because they don't see it the Lord's way. If you have a conflict of resolution in any sense of the word, in any topic, it matters not. What you want to do concerning the Word of God is see the inspired writer's thought all the way through. And when you see his thought all the way through, if you still have a conflict of resolution and you still don't understand exactly what is being said or what he's trying to convey to you, then simply look to the commands of Christ and pay attention to our example. And that is Jesus Christ, John 14:6. And when we look to Jesus, we can see what he said and what he did. And in John 8:40, 4, he makes distinction. In Revelation 3:9, he makes distinction. In the book of Romans 2:28 and 29, he makes distinction. In Ezekiel 44, tells us, verse 23, to make distinction. In John 9:24, he tells us to judge righteously. How are you to judge righteously if you don't know the government of God nor the details found in his law? There's the problem that we're having. And there's one that hears what the Spirit teaches him because he has the Spirit of God, and there's those that don't. And again, what am I talking about? When you go to 1 John 5:5, what does it say? They are of the world. That's why they see the way that the world sees. Okay? Therefore, they speak of the world, and the world heareth them, and they act accordingly. I want to say this and add to that thought as well. I think a lot of people that are going along with the nonsense coming from the mainstream media that they don't believe in, that are parroting the topic, I believe that more than not, many of these people are just going along with the narrative because they're afraid of what's going on. And what am I talking about? Well, here, let me show you something. And I don't know if you're aware of this or not, friends, but you guys all know that Epstein's list has been released, right? Not one person's been brought to justice. You all know that the crisis is over. 20 million people have been genocided. No one's been brought to justice. Oh, folks, I can go on and on talking about the lack of justice that we have gotten from our said representative government that promised to bring forth justice, Isaiah 51, verse 4, but have failed to do so. I want to show you something because you need to understand this doesn't get any clearer than the glasses hanging on the end of your nose as to this said administration and to who they're working for. Look at this. This is Red Pill USA. Did you know that Trump just recently began arresting people for anti-Semitism before apprehending even one individual from the Epstein list? And I want to tell you, the reason he cannot apprehend anybody or an individual from the Epstein list is because he was indicted with Jeffrey Epstein. His name has been redacted from all of that nonsense. But again, it shows you where their interest lies. It's not about prosecuting those that are just as guilty as they are. It shows you that they have puppet masters and they're pulling strings and they're going after anybody that dares speaks out against the Jews of the synagogue of Satan. And again, it is for you to understand what we're going to be talking about in just a couple of minutes here. There's so much content, folks. I honestly could spend 3 hours just today talking about it. And I'll bring up a conversation I had heard earlier as well concerning a public person that responded to me in public where I had to make a phone call and address him that next time you do that, I'm going to go public with you as well. And you don't do that when you're a public person. If you got a problem, the Bible tells us you go to your brother. It doesn't say you make it public. When I make an appointment, it's absolutely amazing as to the people that are just coming at me without understanding a thing that I mean to say. And that's why you have to be crystal clear in conveying what it is that you mean to convey from radio. And that's why we continuously go back and make reference to the people that said it. We're going back to their quotes. We're playing the videos of them saying it. We're always solidifying the points that we're making here so nobody can turn around and say, well, that's what you said. No, I'm going to say what I'm going to say today as to what needs to be said. And at the end of it, I hope we can all understand that what's going on over in Israel right now is a counterfeit Israel. It is not the Israel of God. It is another political gang hiding behind the chosen of God as they continuously attack Christians and anybody else that stands in their as their political opposition. So with that said, if you want to check us out online, go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, subscribe. Also 10 to 15 articles on that page. Also check out our schedule. We'll be in Florida next week. We got a couple events there, Pensacola and Ormond as well. And then folks, when you check out our schedule, also come back, go to the store, check out that product. It's great conversational starters, great content, easy understanding, always found in the testimony of Jesus Christ concerning the content that we made available for you. Also, again, friends, go over to sonsoflibertyradio.com if you want to know who we are and what it is that we have been doing for the last 25 years. Also, go over to beforeitsnews.com, and if you want to call in, please do. 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. We'll be right back. Hello, WPNN 790 AM and 103.7 FM. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Just a quick heads up and invitation. We are coming back to Pensacola to face off with them that didn't want you to hear what it is that they have failed to preach. We're going to be at Sonny's Barbecue, 630 North Navy Boulevard in Pensacola, Florida, Friday, April 25th at 6 p.m., and we hope to see you there.
Join us this year for Content Christian Media Conference. Join hundreds of filmmakers, actors, screenwriters, podcasters, and authors during this five-day, five-star event. Come expectant and leave equipped as a content creator for the kingdom of God. September 22nd through 26th at Capernaum Studios in Poolville, Texas. Register today at ChristianMediaConference.com. That's ChristianMediaConference.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Hey there, this is award-winning international journalist Alex Newman. We live in a world dominated by fake news, lies, manipulation, and it's just out of control, folks. Our country is in big trouble, our churches, our families. We need honest journalism today more than ever. And that's why I founded Liberty Sentinel Media. I hope you'll visit us today at libertysentinel.org, where you'll get access to exclusive content exposing threats to our faith, family, and freedom while equipping you to fight back. Go to libertysentinel.org today.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Let us not be found amongst the common herd, friends, as you are to be the compeers of angels, nay, as you are far higher than they, and one with Christ, and as the precious blood has been your ransom price, walk as becometh saints.
BBSradio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. If you want to call in, that number is 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We follow the Christ here. There's nothing stable but the Constitution and heaven itself. President Buchanan, Andrew Jackson, 7th President of the United States of America. The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. Absolutely. Article 4, Section 4, all state preambles acknowledge the living God. And it's interesting, folks. You'll see four references to the Lord himself in the Declaration of Independence. And if you need to be more solidified than that, I don't know why, but if you do, go ahead and read the preceding parchment that was given to them by their forefathers. It's called the Mayflower Compact. It'll take you about 5 minutes to read it. It does nothing but smack of the pulpit, just so you know. Okay, so let's get on to this. Will the real Israel please stand up? I want to bring this up because you guys all do understand, friends, that right now they're trying to use the blood of our young boys to go start a war with Iran, right? Because the objective on the request of BB, as they call him, Mylakowski, not Netanyahu, who is not a Jew, who is a Hebrew. From Poland, not from modern-day Israel, the Rothschilds' Israel. Just want to make clear you understand who we're talking about here. They sell you that he is the prime minister of Israel. They don't tell you anything about him being indicted for genocide. Nope, you're not hearing any of that in Western media because they're covering for him just like they do every other conspirator. Jeremiah 11:9. But it's interesting, friends, that they're trying to create a war right now because they want to move out the Middle East and make it what they want to make it as the modern Israel. And I'm going to prove it to you. And it's not going to come from me. It's going to come from the mouths of those that are responsible for creating it. Well, Netanyahu, as you know him, Mylakowski, he wants to start a war with Iran, and he wants the American boys to go over and fight for him. You guys are all aware of this, right? I also want you to contemplate something. You guys all know who Henry Kissinger is. I believe Henry Kissinger, he's now in hell where he belongs. But the fact of the matter is, friends, that Henry Kissinger is the one that sat next to every president all the way up until the point that he died and went to hell, where he belongs. You remember rightly, he's the one that said, our military men are just dumb, stupid animals only to be used as political pawns, okay? Well, they're banking on it again, Americans. They're banking on it again. So as they try to continuously push for a war, because they got to cast into the minds of the American people this new devil, this new monster that the world needs to deal with, because they're going to throw something on him. He has some capability of destroying the whole world the same way they did Saddam Hussein, right? Only to find out that after Halliburton made $34.5 billion off the ignorance of the American people and off the backs of the blood of the innocent and 1 million Iraqis murdered, it's interesting to note they found no weapons of war, of mass destruction. And who said that? George Bush. And he did it with a smirk on his face, like it was no big deal. And yet somehow or another, Americans think there's honor in this. Maybe you want to take the time and read Amos 4. I also want to make clear that you all understand that I come from a military family. Nobody honors our military, our fallen, and those that have remained more than we do in this ministry. But we do need to make distinction between a righteous war and an unrighteous war. Hence, the point that I want to make here is how many of the wars that have been started have been blamed on our opposition only to incite Americans to go wipe them out? Only to find out after the war, it was actually our said representative government, along with the military-industrial complex, that was inciting the war. How many times have we learned? How many times have we been told something from a current administration that was sold to us as the good and upright and standing, the righteous, only to find out once they get into office, they turn on the American people? How many times do you suffer this abuse, Americans? Before sending your kid to a war, I would advise you first and foremost to understand that there's honor in the Lord's war, but there's no honor in man's war. It's blood money. Just ask Smedley Butler. He was the highest decorated military man in the Marines in the history of the United States of America. And he wrote a book called, friends, War is a Racket. And it'll take you about 3 hours to read the book. And it's as simple as it gets. And he'll tell you exactly what war is all about. It's about profits for those that create the war. So what I'm saying here is our forefathers, when there was a righteous war, they were the first ones to take the field and people followed them through. Now the draft dodgers that are put in place, because draft dodgers they are, they now call your kids to go fight a war that they created, that they'll profit from. And they don't want you to look any further than what they told you. In the process. Well, here, I got a video for you, and I want you to see this, because this guy right here is going to talk about just what I just highlighted. And it's called Crisis Initiation. And what they're talking about here is the history of wars and how they have been created. And in fact, who was responsible for provoking and inciting the wars in the first place? I don't know that you're ready for this, but this should be taught in every public school in this country.
I frankly think that crisis initiation is really tough. And it's very hard for me to see how the
United States... To start a war is what he's saying.
A president can get us to war with Iran. Which leads me to conclude that if, in fact, compromise is not coming, that the traditional way of America gets to war is what would be best for U.S. interests. Some people might think that Mr. Roosevelt wanted to get us into World War II, as David mentioned. You may recall we had to wait for Pearl Harbor. Some people might think Mr. Wilson wanted to get us into World War I. You may recall he had to wait for the Lusitania episode. Some people might think that Mr. Johnson wanted to send troops to Vietnam. You may recall he had to wait for the Gulf of Tonkin episode. We didn't go to war with Spain until the USS, until the Maine exploded. And may I point out that Mr. Lincoln did not feel he could call out the Federal Army until Fort Sumter was attacked, which is why he ordered the commander of Fort Sumter
to do exactly that thing,
which the South Carolinians had said would cause which the South Carolinians had said would cause an attack. So if, in fact, the Iranians aren't going to compromise, it would be best if somebody else started the war. One can combine other means of pressure with sanctions.
So
I mentioned
folks,
that explosion.
The pressure is to fall on the people. It's to convince the people. He's talking about crisis initiation. He is telling you how Americans wanted war in certain circumstance, only to find out after them people have been deceased, did they find out they were the ones responsible for creating the war or inciting the war or provoking the war. Now what he's talking about is basically we have to put more pressure on the people to create a war, just like the Iraqi war, just like the, which was about oil, just like the Afghanistan war. Remember, it was only going to, we were only going to be there for 6 months only to find out that it was a drug lord overthrow, and it was about protecting poppy plants, drugs. Okay, they're using your boys to initiate the moves in which they're making. Again, don't ask me. Just ask none other than Henry Kissinger. Oh, that's right. He's no longer here to answer those questions. But while he was here, we can surely judge him by his fruit. And what he said is our military men are just dumb, stupid animals only to be used for foreign policy and pawns. Okay, let's listen to the rest of this.
On August 17th, we could step up the pressure. I mean, look, people, Iranian submarines periodically go down. Someday one of them might not come up. Who would know why?
Do you see what he's doing here, friends?
We can do a variety of things if we wish to increase the pressure. I'm not advocating that.
Yeah, he is.
But I'm just suggesting that this is not a either-or proposition. Of, you know, it's just sanctions has to succeed or other things. We are in the game.
Okay, so he's saying we are in the game. And what is he telling you? He's telling you exactly what he's trying to create. It's called crisis initiation. We need to convince the people of this country somehow or some way. And if that doesn't work by just what we tell them, then what we'll do is we'll initiate an attack on us when, in fact, history teaches us that it was us doing the attacking. You understand? Americans, again, it doesn't get any more clear than what he just said. And he said it. So they want a war with Iran. I strongly suggest if they want a war with Iran, then pack them all up. Every one of those politicians, everybody that works for the military industrial complex, anybody that would profit from war, which, by the way, Smedley Butler said, take the profit out of war and there will be no war. Pack them all up, throw them in a big cage. In a ring so they can't get out and let them fight to the death. That's what I suggest. Hey, folks, those that talk much of war have never been in war. And if they want a war, then let's round them up and send each and every one of them. Because, again, as I've said so many times, if that's the case, there won't be a war. I want to show you who the war is aimed at when we get back. Talking about the real Israel, please stand up. We'll be right back.
John 8:12 says, I am the light of the world, and he who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. Hi, folks. Margie Bott here. Bradley Dean and this ministry are so amazing, and they follow God's words to a T, which is not an easy find in this country. Bradley shines a light on the darkness of the problems we all face. He speaks truth and gives us constitutional answers. I never miss a show.
Andrew Young, former mayor of Atlanta, said, you don't want to think of yourself as a martyr, but if you worship in a religion, Christianity, where the symbol of that religion is a cross, you are reminded every day of your lives that the cross is not something that you just hang on the wall. It's something that comes out as a result of confrontation with evil, and that when you face that confrontation with evil, you're likely to face the possibility with a physical death. But if you don't face that confrontation with evil, you inevitably face a spiritual death. Patriotism means to stand by the country. It does not mean to stand by the said president or any other public representative, save exactly to the degree in which he himself stands by the country. It is patriotic to support him insofar as he efficiently serves the country. It is unpatriotic not to oppose him to the exact extent that by inefficiency or otherwise he fails in his duty to stand by the country. In either event, it is unpatriotic not to tell the truth, whether about the president or anyone else. President Theodore Roosevelt. The learned man lifts up his head while the simple man puts his foot down. Puts his foot down to inherit what Christ has given him. This is the way to inheritance, the kingdom of God. By criticisms, you may put your foot in it, but by faith, you put your foot on it. Love it.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, yeah, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And start making a difference in your world today.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
There are many self-proclaimed Christian commentators on TV, radio, and the internet, and none of them speak so plainly and tell the whole and uncompromising truth of God's Word like Bradley Dean. Bradley applies the Word of God to current events and news like no one else. So, if you want the unfiltered truth from an authentic Christian perspective, I can't recommend anyone higher than Bradley Dean and his team at the Sons of Liberty.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. So, here, let me bring it to you. We're talking about the real Israel. Please stand up. So, today I posted on social media platforms, and a good majority of more amen, thank you, that's right, so on and so forth. And again, I'm not looking for people. If you do a Google search on Bradley Dean, I'm not looking for people to agree with me all the time. As a matter of fact, when they contend with me, Jude 3 and 4, there's a lot of life there. I'm in the ring all the time. So it's not like I just got here and I'm new to this. No, I'm not. But I'll tell you what, I had one guy that happened to be a national voice. If I said his name, and I'm not doing this for any other reason but showing respect, because I did have a conversation with him, but a guy did kind of take, he didn't take a shot at me. He just said that he disagreed with what I said. And the post was about as simple as it could possibly be concerning the Jews of the Lord in the Israel of God and the synagogue of Satan, just the way that the Lord told us to make distinction. And so what I did is I seen what he had said, and I called him up, and it kind of agitated me a little bit because he didn't have enough courtesy to, you know, call me outside of the fact that he just wanted to go ahead and elevate himself without even asking me a question or having a conversation with me. So I did what he didn't do. I did what the Bible tells me to do. If you got a problem with your brother, go to him. I didn't even have a problem with him. I just didn't like the fact that he did what he did on a public platform rather than just, you know, calling me up and having a conversation. And so I did that. And he answered his phone and I just said, hey, and I was agitated. I said to him, I said, so I seen that you had made some comments in a post that I made. And I just said, I don't for the life of me understand what is it that you don't understand. And he went on all this stuff. And I said to him, I said, I got to be honest with you. I said, I have a hard time even tracking with anything that you just said. You're trying to accuse Russia and China for what modern day Israel is responsible for promulgating, advocating. And I said, what is it that you don't get about the fact that we're not talking about the Israel geographically as so much as I'm talking about the children of God, the Israel of God? You know where it says there's neither Greeks, there's neither Jew nor Gentiles. We're all one in Christ, right? That's what the Bible says. Yep. Nope, there has to be division. And I'm going to tell you why there's division. There's division because people don't have the Spirit of Christ, number one. Number two, they have no discernment, and you're not going to have discernment, 1 Corinthians 12, without the Holy Ghost. But what's terrible about it is you are talking to someone that has eyes and they see not, and you're talking to somebody that has ears and they hear not. And I said, he just kept going back and forth. He said, well, I'm a strong advocate for modern day Israel. And I said to him, I said, well, you are aware of the fact that modern day Israel is man-made. You're aware of that, right? You do know what Rothschild said. And he said, of course I know that. I said, oh, okay. So of course you know that, but somehow or another, because Jacob Rothschild said that we are now the children of God and we're chosen by God, that's their front, by the way, 2 Corinthians 11, 14 and 15. I said, we're supposed to just get behind them no matter what they do or what they say. I said, you can't do that with any country. I said, just because you live in America doesn't mean the law doesn't condemn certain Americans. And I said, going back to the issue of the Jewish people, yes, there's Jews of the Lord and there's Jews of the synagogue of Satan. Fell on deaf ears, had no idea what I was talking about. I went on to say, ethnicity-wise, I said, I can't go into a country and say that all of Africa's good or all of Africa's bad. I can't do that with Ireland. I can't do that with the UK. I can't do that in Europe. I can't do that in South America. I can't do that anywhere because we're supposed to judge righteously according to their fruit. And I said to him, I said, have you been to Israel? He said, no. I said, back in 1992, I was. And right when I did that, he just cut me off because he knew more than I did. He sounded like the mainstream media that he's been listening to. And he kept pointing back to Russia and China. And I'm just saying to myself, there's good people in China. There's good people in Russia. Who's creating all of this are the corrupt politicians that these countries tolerate, period. That's the truth. Absolutely, in every given scenario, because nobody wants the wars that are being created. And can I ask you a question, friends? And if you want to call in, you can. 281-845-4704. Who's creating all of this division more than politicians, more than the use of the mainstream media in their nonsense, their lies, and their propaganda? If we're divided, we're divided for the wrong reasons. And I want to tell you what divides ignorant people divided from those that know the difference. And common sense comes into play here. Again, 281-845-4704. So no matter what I said to this guy, it didn't matter. I said, did you know, for example, Jacob Rothschild said that his family created Israel? He said, of course I know that. I said, okay, so when we're talking about the Rothschilds, we're talking about an evil regime, right? Just like the Rockefellers, just like the Bushes, just like the Clintons. Yeah, but I don't see it that way, he said. I said, oh, okay, we don't want to see it that way. He said, no. He said, I just believe that we need to stand with Israel no matter what. I said, okay, that's the problem. I said, again, because you're not making distinction. I am for Israel, the Israel of God. I am not against them in righteousness, in Christ. I am against man-made Israel that was created through the Balfour Declaration. Whereas we find these people created modern day Israel. I said, have you judged them by their fruit? He didn't want to hear that. He didn't want to hear that. He said, I believe that in America, we don't want the evangelicals turning against Israel. I said, they're not the Israel of God. What don't you understand? I said, there is a spiritual family, the Israel of God. And I said, you're stuck on this geographical Israel that's been created by the Rothschilds. I said, furthermore, and I want you to catch this. I said to him, I said, so let me get this. So the church in America, the Christians in America, are supposed to blindly follow behind modern day Israel, all the while knowing that it's man-made. And I said, furthermore, we're supposed to get behind them while Donald Trump appoints another Zionist to basically attack Christians and to remove Christian scripture from the Bibles. He said, well, I don't know none of that. I said, of course you don't. And then he goes on and he goes, Bradley, I'm not really qualified. He goes, you know a lot more about the Word of God than I do. And I just said to myself, then what are you even talking for? What are you even having this conversation for? Because not all of those that call themselves Israelis are Israelis. Not all those that call themselves Jews are Jews. Let me take it over to America. Not all those that call themselves Christians are Christians. Not all of those that call themselves Americans are Americans. Did you understand that? Just because you say you're something doesn't make it so. What I'm looking for here is the righteous from the unrighteous. That's all I'm doing. That's all I'm highlighting in making distinction between the Israel of God, those that do what Christ does, not those that do what Christ doesn't, not those that do what the devil does, John 8:44. So let me show this for to you really quick, just so you can see directly. I want to back it up again because it's not something I said. And then I'm going to show you the fruit of what's going on concerning who Israel is. Israel, again, is the people, not geographically as to what they want you to believe. Again, don't ask me, just ask Jacob Rothschild.
In modern Jewish history, and it begins with three words. Dear Lord Rothschild.
Dear Lord Rothschild. I have much pleasure in conveying to you, on behalf of His Majesty's government, the following declaration of sympathy with Jewish Zionist aspirations, which has been submitted to and approved by the Cabinet.
Why was it that this letter was sent by the Foreign Secretary to your great uncle Walter?
It's an interesting question because it was primarily a movement from Eastern Europe, but they didn't clarify who was in charge of that movement. And in addition, it was, after all, in Great Britain. So they felt that the Rothschild family should be the one to whom it was addressed. And Walter was Lord Rothschild, and he was a Zionist. And
Okay. So now we're getting to the nitty-gritty here, going back to my conversation. And he was a Zionist. By the way, what will also come up in this video is the Balfour Declaration, which is an express support in 1917 when they created, remember they called forth the League of Nations? Well, that became the United Nations during the Second War. These came out of, friends, these, I don't want to say quorums, these headships, these groups of people that wanted to establish a new world order, they needed a war so they could create world leaders to come together. And they sold it to the people worldwide as peacemakers, when in fact the UN's still doing that. But you should see their version of peace, friends. That means attack anybody and murder anybody that doesn't agree with you, or jail them or abuse them. That's their version of peace. That's not the peace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Okay? So, but when you go back, you see the League of Nations failed after World War I, but they needed World War I before they could create the League of Nations. It failed. So they needed another war. And if you remember right, Roosevelt said back in the 40s, he said that the American boys will never step foot on foreign soil. Hence, they needed December 7th. After December 7th, what happens? 2.5% of the world population goes to war and dies in these unjust wars. What was created? The United Nations. We'll be right back. Sons of LibertyRadio.com. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the Internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic, without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Per your request, if you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life. Books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Again, go to the sonsoflibertyradio.com and check out our store today. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty. Just a quick heads up. Not only will we be doing events in Pensacola, Florida, but we will also be doing the Sons of Liberty Conference with Alex Newman and other guest speakers to be announced. This will take place at Grace Community Church, 1060 West Granada Boulevard, Ormond Beach, Florida, just outside of Daytona, April 22nd, 2025 at 6 to 8 p.m. Hope to see you there. A republic versus a democracy? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. We are a constitutional republic. We are not a democracy. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Oh, my goodness. Hey, 281-845-4704. I just wanted you all to see this because it's important that you do. Remember Benjamin Netanyahu? His name is Milakowski again. He calls himself Benjamin Netanyahu because he doesn't want you to figure out that he's not Jewish, and he doesn't want you to figure out that he's from Poland, okay? But he said America is a golden calf and we will suck it dry, chop it up and sell it off piece by piece until there's nothing left but the world's biggest welfare state that we will create and control. He's on video saying this, by the way. He said, this is what we do to countries that we hate. We destroy them very slowly. Less than 0.01% of the population, creating 99% of the world's problems. Okay? This is Zionism. Let's go back to the conversation I was just having with you a moment ago. Isn't it interesting that when I was having this conversation with this guy, I said, yeah, but let's talk about Zionism really quick. I said, what is it? He said, Bradley, I am a Zionist. I started to chuckle a little bit. I said, really? I said, well, I said, therein lies the problem right there. I said, can you define a Zionist for me? And by the way, I do believe that there's a lot of people that are inadvertently a part of a lot of corrupt things that they do not know that they're a part of. And I believe in this particular case, this guy was sincere in his answer. Okay, truth be told. And what was it? He said, I am a Zionist. And I said, well, please define Zionism for me. He said, in his version, he said, a Zionist is one that just backs Israel. I said, I back Israel, but not the one you're talking about. I'm not back. You people sit there and complain about how the media never tells you the truth, and yet you're believing their lies. And I said, this is why they know how to lie better than you know how to tell the truth. You're too easy and ignorant. And what's terrible is these people think they know the answer. Here, let me show you something really quick, friends. This is a map from the Old Testament. And it shows Palestine where they're trying to convince you that it's all Israeli or Israeli. No, it is not. Modern day Israel is dispossessing those of Palestine. That's simple. Nothing difficult about it to understand. One more point I want to bring up too. With this, I had an individual come after me and they said, you're talking now about replacement theology. I said, in response, I didn't even take the time because this person is unbridled. She doesn't know her place, and I'm done with her. I'm done. And, I mean, for years, it's like you're trying to force her eyes to understand. I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm done. Okay? And it's nonsense. But I said, that's all you have to do is when it comes to what you call replacement theology, you're accusing me of what you're guilty of. I'm not the one to try to convince you that what we see in this Old Testament map of Palestine, where they now call it Israel because they've destroyed all of those people in their homes and the settlers and the such. But if you look at the map, it should convince you right now who's replacing theology. By trying to say what now exists has always been there and it's always been there. You are incorrect. Look at the map. Who's doing the replacement in their theology? Not that this person has any theology. It's insane what people do. And it's amazing to me how they step in it, folks. There is no gainsay concerning what I just showed you. Do you mind? I went back to this individual because it's important that I bring this in here because we're probably going to have him on the show so he can answer for himself. He said, I'd be happy to debate this on a show. I would love to have you on a show. I would love. I think he's going to lose quite a bit of his respectability. I think he's an okay guy. I think he means well, but I think he's just he's fundamentally lost. And he comes over here and he starts telling us what the deal is, when in fact, that's not the truth at all. I said to him concerning modern day Israel, first of all, the star that they talk about, you guys know this. And if you watched the show before, but the star that they try to sell you is the Star of David. It's premised on mysticism. It doesn't exist. Okay. This is how far this goes. It doesn't exist. But yet you're backing up something that does not exist in any sense of the word. Okay? Just like Alex Jones is doing the same thing. I mean, Alex Jones has now become he's coming to the point where everything he does is he's making excuses for what's going on concerning this current administration. And I'm telling you right now, he's extorted. I'm telling you right now, he's being dictated. You don't want to ask me? Go ahead and talk to David Knight. Maybe we'll get him back up on the show. David Knight used to work for him. He'll tell you exactly who's giving orders over there. Matter of fact, I seen old Alex the other day talking about, and I don't like to do this, friends, but if he doesn't want to get on here with me and man up, then that's on him, not on me. Oh, he'll man up. Well, then, you know what? Anytime. Bring him on over. Love to do a show with him. Sitting there talking about how he's a Christian and every other word that comes out of his mouth after he says it shortly thereafter is him cussing up and down. Apparently, he didn't read that Bible. He's advocating. He's self-professing to be something Scripture clearly condemns. Colossians 3:8, James 1:26, Ephesians 4:29. Scripture is our final authority here, period. So what did I do? I went on and I said to this individual, I said, we're to judge the tree by the fruit. He didn't want to talk about that neither. Who owns all the networks that are spewing out a spirit of Antichrist, promoting sodomy, promoting fornication, adultery, murder? The gist goes on. Who owns all those networks? They're all of the synagogue of Satan. I highlighted earlier, friends, as a matter of fact, there's a whole feed on all of those that were behind the crisis and the epidemic, the crisis that they created concerning the last 4 years. Guess who the heads and the CEOs of were concerning those that were the heads of those agencies concerning Big Pharma? They were all Jews, not the Jews of the Lord. Make distinction. Who are they? They were the Jews of the synagogue of Satan. Okay, I'm sharing this with you. Israel owns 96% of the world's top gay porn sites. And they want you to believe that they're the chosen of God. Oh, my goodness. Go back to the point that I made earlier. Did you now see that two individuals, Tucker Carlson, and be careful with this, but Tucker Carlson and also Candace Owen, did you see these Zionists are now coming out and asking the president to basically imprison both of them? And to remove all of their funding? Americans, you better understand who's at the end of this. This means you better go along with the narrative, because if you don't go along with their narrative, this is what's going to happen to you. Okay? And it's all aimed at us. Remember what I said earlier, friends. These are the same guys that are trying to remove certain scripture from the Bible because it calls out those that crucified Christ. Trump signs on behalf of the guilty who are playing the victim while attacking the Bible, Christians, and their freedom of speech. Wow. Who's Donald Trump working for? That's all you got to do is ask the question. We got Chris calling from Utah. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, Chris. What say you, my friend?
I say the modern state of Israel. That's who he's working for. And it's been that way for about 110 years, ever since the Federal Reserve was established. Am I coming in clearly, Bradley?
Yeah, a little bit.
I just want to make sure I'm coming in.
No, I can hear you. If you could just be a little bit more clear, that's it. I just need a little more treble.
Okay.
There you go. Perfect. Perfect.
I'm affectionately known on other radio stations as Window Washer Chris, because every time I call in, I'm washing windows. So there's a little bit of background noise. You may hear some sheep,
Chris, you got about 1 minute. Just giving you a heads up. You got about 1 minute, my friend.
Okay. So this is a subject about which I am very familiar. You know, in the Bible, there are gems of wisdom that we can glean about who really is modern day, the tribes of Israel. And literally, and I'm talking genetically, Israel is spread throughout the world. In fact, there were some promises made when Moses gave a blessing to Joseph, who saved the rest of his brethren from imminent destruction because of a famine. And it says that you will be the father of many nations. Last time I checked, Israel was one nation. The seed of Israel is actually, and I'm talking genetically, spiritually it's a little different, because many of those literal descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, through the loins of Joseph, through his son Ephraim, are literally scattered by the hundreds of millions throughout the nation. Now, that's genetic Israel. When you talk about spiritual Israel, you are right. You are right on.
There
on
you go, target. Boy. Thank you. Those who have entered. Thank you, Chris.
Okay, I'll call back.
No. I was agreeing with you. That's exactly my point. I don't know what I don't know what happened there, guys. Chris, you can call back in tomorrow. Totally appreciate it. Chris heard what Bradley was saying. Thank you, guy. I just rejoice in the fact that there are people that can still hear and still see. Love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya.